Sagicor has rolled out a new healthcare plan amidst the coronavirus pandemic.
Executive members of Sagicor made the announcement via a Zoom conference on a day designated as International Nurses Day. Chief Executive Officer of Sagicor, Ravi Rambaran, said this plan will benefit nurses, pharmacists, doctors, and orderlies, as well as administrative staff and their families.
They have sacrificed to keep our communities safe, and we are honored to be here for them. And so it is with great privilege and a distinct sense of gratitude that we announce the launch of the first of our hero series, the Sagicor Healthcare Heroes Group Insurance Plan.
Vice President of Sagicor, Susan Boyer, said they have seen the sacrifice being made by frontline workers in the medical fraternity and developed this bundled benefit package to fill a gap where the inefficiencies exist.
Pharmacists, dentists, orderlies, and we are saying to you, we have three levels of benefits, and one benefit is going to suit you. It's going to meet your needs. We are saying to you that we will cover life, accidental death, and there's a critical illness component covering 10 critical illnesses.
The three levels are group life cover of $250,000, which includes accidental death at $250,000, and critical illness for an additional $100,000, which is level one, for a premium of $85. Level two is similar, with a life cover of $500,000, accidental death of $500,000, and critical illness for $150,000 at a premium of $150. And level three, with a life cover of $1 million, accidental death of $1 million, and critical illness of $300,000 for a premium of $300.
This is open to any of these groups, whether they're in the private or public sector. And at the same time, because Sagicor is an integrated financial services entity, you have the ability, if you so wish, to access discounts on our motor and property insurance with our general insurance company.
The critical illnesses component of the plan covers 10 critical illnesses. Robert Terrestrial listed them.
Heart attack, stroke, coronary artery bypass, cancer, multiple cirrhosis, deafness, kidney failure, organ transfer, paralysis, blindness. So this is not just about the issue of death. This is also the issue of living and a living benefit. In recognition of the risks that our superheroes are facing.
Qualification for any of the three plans requires that the applicant is actively working within the health sector, whether public or private, pay their monthly premiums, and even though they may have pre-existing conditions, they will still qualify once they are employed.
So let's take someone who's diabetic. They're fully eligible once they're actively at work for the life benefits. If they die, we'll pay the benefit. Let's say they're involved in an accident. Because we do have a poor track record in road accidents, we'll pay the benefit. Let's say they're diabetic at the point at which they affect cover, but then later on, subsequent to coverage, they have cancer. We'll pay a living benefit. We'll pay a lump sum on diagnosis of cancer.
Sagicor has given an assurance that a living benefit will be paid out in accordance with coverage if someone contracts any of the listed critical illnesses subsequent to acquiring the plan.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.